Hello and welcome to this week's quick reset. And that is, I'm not lazy, but my house doesn't have a memory. I don't know about you, but if it's not right in front of my face, it does not exist. If it gets put away, it's gone forever. And if you've ever screamed, "But where are your shoes?" while standing next to the shoes, same. You may find that your house was not designed for your brain. Neurotypical homes are built on this fantasy of out of sight, out of mind equals peace. But for ADHD mums, out of sight means lost, forgotten, or rebought from Kmart for the third time, or does not exist. You may find that you are unsupported by the layout of your own home because your own house assumes that you can remember where things are. So it's not that you're failing at being tidy, although I've said that to myself many times. You may just be trying to work in a space that actually hides the very cues that your brain needs to function. And this is why I love women and mums understanding what ADHD traits look like in women and mums. Because it's not all about medication. For some people it is. For others, it's about making changes and building a life around your brain. ADHD isn't necessarily a disorder of knowing what to do, but it can be a disorder of remembering what to do when it matters. So it's not that we don't know how to take a school newsletter and put it into a calendar. I know how to do that. But actually doing that at the time when it matters is very difficult for me. A lot of ADHD mums, myself included, rely on object permanence, a lot of visual cues, and kind of like things being in the right place at the right time to prompt us to remember what we are doing. Now, ADHD presents very differently in all people. So I'm talking about some women, some mums. If this isn't you, that doesn't mean you don't have ADHD. It presents very differently in everyone. But for a lot of ADHD mums, we rely on object permanence, visual cues, and the proximity of having things in the right place at the right time. Because ADHD working memory doesn't just store information like a filing cabinet. Wouldn't that be amazing? It stores it a bit more like post-it notes stuck all over the place in your brain. So if you can't see it, you actually can't use it. So if you've ever wondered why you can never remember to go and fold that basket of washing that sits in the back laundry, it may be because you forget it exists unless it's actually in your walking path. You know that school form that sits in someone's bag? If it's not on the bench, it may just be dead to you. What about the pantry item that's behind the closed door on the second shelf? You'll be very lucky to remember that it's there, and you'll probably end up being like me and buying it for a second time. So for ADHD brains, the environment isn't just a background. It really is quite active in the way that we interpret the environment. We really externalize the memory into piles, open drawers, and reminders. You may have reminders and post-it notes stuck to the kettle. Remember tea bags. It's not about being messy or not being very good at it. It's just that you may be trying to create a family home environment that's actually for a neurotypical family. For example, I always see on Pinterest or Instagram, whatever it is, these beautiful white benches that are completely clear and the keys are all on the rack and everything's beautiful. And I'm like, life goals. I've come to a point now where I no longer feel like a failure that I just have stuff all over the bench. Because if I don't have it on the bench, it doesn't go anywhere. If there's a present for a teacher, any permission slip, anything that has to be returned anywhere, don't put it away for the love of God, because that's it. Once it's away, it's done. I don't even remember that I've forgotten to find it. It's gone, gone from my brain. So for example, have you ever bought something and then put it away and then never used it again? But actually that thing was really useful. So for example, a storage bin with special colored lids you've put in a back laundry to store something, but then all of the stuff has just ended up all over the bench anyway. Have you ever bought a system for something, but then actually put it in a cupboard with doors and then realized that no one has ever used a system? I still remember back when I lived in a fantasy that I could live in a Pinterest house. I actually bought a shoe storage system where you put your shoes in and it's got like a white cupboard and everyone puts their shoes in beautifully and it just sits there, and it was such a great idea. What I can say is that we never used it once. So that pile on the floor that you keep tripping over, That actually may be your active storage system. You may have a pile system, and that's how you actually live and organize things. Your brain may like to keep things visible because once it's gone, it's literally gone. And this is not just me talking about this. The experts really back this up. Dr. Ari Tuckman, Dr. Russell Barkley both confirm that ADHD impacts working memory, time awareness, task sequencing. You don't choose to forget. You're not lazy. But your brain can't hold everything in there and remember to open all the drawers, the right drawer at the right time to get the one thing that you don't even know that you need to find. For example, if we know that our working memory is not going to be as effective or functional or capable than a neurotypical person, once you put things out of sight, it's going to be even harder for you and going to be more load on the working memory. That's why so many OTs and therapists recommend visual charts for kids. So the piles of clothes on the chair, that's a reminder system. The shoes by the door, that's scaffolding. You may feel like you've got clutter, you've got things around, it's not looking that Instagram worthy or Pinterest worthy that you think may be your life goal, but what you're looking at might be visible structure that actually helps you. So let me just name the things that I think might be going through some of your heads as you listen. But I want things to look nice. What if people come over? I want to live in a nice home. It makes me feel good. Totally valid. However, Pinterest nice isn't always functional for the ADHD brain. You may end up with a lot of white things that have just got shit all over it. For example, I bought a beautiful white cabinet last year and it had all of these drawers and all of these cabinets. And you know what it was really good for? Putting piles on top of. That's what my family used it for. I couldn't convince anyone to put anything into the cupboard. And then I started putting things into the cupboard and we couldn't find anything. Then I actually bought everything again and then we just piled up on this cabinet. And I felt so much failure at the fact we couldn't use a simple cabinet. My husband has been a little bit devastated recently because we moved house a year ago and the kids have got these really nice rooms, or should I say they did have nice rooms before we moved in. And these walk-in robes have got like big sliders on them. You know, those big white sliding doors that are usually on those walk-in robes. Well, I just pulled them off because I had enough of it, because nobody would look in the cupboards. No one would put anything away. And nobody seemed to be able to coordinate the fact that there was three cupboards, doors, and they go together in a slider and you have to move them. No one could use the whole cupboard. So one day in a fit of mum rage, probably with PMS, I just pulled all the cupboards off and put them in the garage. And now all we've got is open storage. And my husband's like, I'm not sure if that was a good idea. Their rooms don't look very good now. And I was like, yeah, but it's functional. I can't live like that. Trying to figure out how to convince the kids to actually move the sliders around and use their cupboards properly. So here's an ADHD mum hack. Open storage. Mesh baskets, wire baskets, labeled bins, hooks with tag. Functional first, looks later. If you can get both working at the same time, like it looks good and it's functional, please send me an email because a lot of the stuff that I use doesn't look great, but there's less stuff on the floor. Next objection that I think may be sitting there is, but my partner hates messy piles, or I hate messy piles. My mum comes over, my mother-in-law, they hate messy piles. Yep, that's common. I actually hate messy piles too. However, when they're my own, I seem to be fine with it, but I love to go into my daughter's room particularly and talk to her about cleaning it up. And she's like, but those are my piles. And I'm like, they look like big rubbish dumps. And she's like, no, those are my piles. And then she'll explain to me, that's art I'm finished with, but I might go back to. That's old toilet rolls that I might use for craft. These are my fidgets. This is my lamp pile that I might use, but I'm unsure about. Like, she has a pile system for everything. Her whole room is just piles. And so when I actually talked to her about it, I was like, okay, well, look, she's got her system. So I've actually just had to back off and let it go. So maybe the pile system has got some merit to it. Maybe we use the word intentional landing zones. So it's not a pile, it's not a pile of crap, even though I think it looks like that in my daughter's room. It's an intentional landing zone, my daughter and I laugh about. So it's not a rubbish dump necessarily, it's actually my next actions in a pile. So for example, I know that I have to return something to school or do this or do that. I like have a pile of things that like are going somewhere. So you can put it into a system if you like. You could use something as long as it's visual and you can see the stuff. Don't put it in a cupboard with doors on it. That doesn't work. But you may want to label it, inbox to sign, needs to go to school, return, whatever it is. But you may want to have a look at externalizing all of the things in your brain. And if you do like the pile system, make it an intentional landing zone and just embrace that it's going to be there for a while. Next objection that I think may be there is, but I just forget where I put stuff. And even when I organize it, I still just forget it's there. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, is that organizational systems don't actually equal function when your brain doesn't have necessarily the working memory. So let's say you've got your pile system running, which looks like a complete pile of crap. You've got people coming over, or your social meeting scrolling one day, or this is what I like to do when I have something really important to do. I go and do something else that I've been avoiding, but feels more important than what I'm avoiding at the moment. So for example, when I'm really avoiding doing a task that I know I have to do, I usually go and find other tasks that I've been avoiding as well, but now seem more interesting than the other task I really, really need to do. And that's usually when I like to buy an organizational system or an app or something that I think will now save me. The problem is that when you buy an organizational system, they're not always functional for your brain and they're not always ADHD friendly. So when you go to do your organizational system and you go to organize things, actually come back to this for a moment. Pair the item with what it's used for. So the sunscreen might be by the front door when you leave the house, or it's in the car. The lunchbox might be in the shelf in the fridge or in the pantry with some of the stuff that goes in the lunchboxes. You may find that putting the spray jackets in the back laundry, because that looks really tidy and nice, may not work for you if you use them often and they just need to be on a hook by the front door. Come back to what you're using it for and then leave it there. For example, I've had some chronic health issues. I've talked about them openly, about my lipedema, and I find it very difficult to stand up for a long time. I get a lot of pain. So when we go to three kids' sport on the Saturday, I really need to take chairs with me or a chair with me. Do you think I ever do that? Very rarely. What I've done recently is the chair just lives in the car. I'm going to stop pretending that I am somebody that can take the chair every time. I can't. The car now has lots of things in it that I no longer need to remember to take with me, because I know I only use the chairs when I'm in the car. Spray jackets go in the car, caps go in the car, hats go in the car, sunscreen's in the car, muesli bars are in the car. I just put it all in the car now, because I tell you, I actually cannot remember to put it in there at the time. If the item is not tied to the habit, it may not be retrievable for your brain. That was this week's quick reset. Please send this to a mum who's convinced that she just needs a better routine. She needs a better system. Maybe what she actually needs is a hallway hook and a house that actually works back for the brain. So you don't need a tidy house, but you do need a house that works with your brain. The bare minimum is still the miracle. You kept the kids alive. You didn't walk out into the ocean. You made the toast and you vaguely acknowledged a drawing of a lizard. That's parenting these days. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple, leave me a review, or share with a friend. Thank you so much for the support. See you next time.